Drive-by on 2FM
with Colm Hayes.
An hour ago, we were talking to Rob about Pamplona, and he was in Pamplona last year running with the Bulls. It was a stag weekend. One of his mates got actually slightly injured by one of the Bulls. Trampled, I think would be the appropriate word here. And we were just wondering, is there anyone over there at the moment in Pamplona? Well, guess what? Seamus Leahy. Seamus, how are you?
How are you, Colm? How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
A bit in shock now, but we're in good spirits now.
Just
bit,
tell me.
A bit bruised and battered, but we're all right.
Exactly where are you standing at the moment?
I'm standing outside Hotel Endia.
Okay, and that
is just outside Pamplona.
Pamplona. Why are you in Pamplona?
Well, it was a bit of a dream of ours. I have a good few friends. It was a bit of a dream of ours to run with the Bulls. We saw it on a documentary there one year, and we said, Jesus, that'd be a bit of crack.
Yeah.
So this year, I said we'd book it up. We booked the flights and we said, right, there's no going back now.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't mess around. We took it serious enough. We did a bit of training first and...
How do you do training for a bull run?
Well, that's what we were saying to ourselves, which is my father now, he's a good man, Jimmy Lai, down there in Springlawn. Mm. He has a few wild cattle. And we said, Jimmy, if you run them up the road after us, and we'd run and try and jump in over the ditches and just to get used to being chased by a bull. Usually I'm on the other side of the bull, running him up the road. But this time we were on the receiving end.
So how many lads were in the training session?
Five good lads. Four Galway men with Brian Dolan, Dan Bryfield, Micheál Kane, good Kilrain man, Adrian Gertie, Maris Myla, and with Red Tommy for my Nancy.
Okay, so I'm picturing five good men being chased.
Five strong books, yeah.
Being chased up a Bowerine in the middle of Galway by a bunch of wild cattle.
But that was it, you know, we had to do something, you know, we weren't taking it serious. We wanted to take it serious, and we did.
And was anybody injured by any of the cattle in the training session?
Well, no, that all went according to plan, everything went fine, you know, and they were grand, you know, apart from the odd scrape, but
yeah.
A few of the lads got a bit of a doing today now.
Okay, let's move to today. Training session over. Your lads fit and ready to go. Bunch of healthy 30-year-old lads. I saw a picture of you, actually. You're the one on the right, aren't you?
I am.
Okay. Fine young lads you're looking. I said those cattle really got you in form, I have to say.
Well, that was taken yesterday. We were in better form yesterday. We didn't go out the Sunday night, you see, do you know? Yeah.
All right, so tell me about the bull run in Pamplona.
Right, so we came out here Friday, we flew into Biarritz,
yeah.
We went to San Sebastian, drinking the whole time. Sunday evening, I said, right, lads, let's get serious. Didn't go out that early, up at 6 o'clock in the morning, got the taxi into town.
Right.
The bull run starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. Now, Jesus, we were tense enough because we were sober. We said, Jesus, I don't know, is this a good idea at all? There was lads jumping over fences, there were lads having second thoughts. But we stuck at it.
Right.
And they rang a big bell, and we seen freaking about eight bulls running up the road.
Jeez.
And we took off running. Now, it was dog eat dog.
Yeah.
It was lads jumping. Every man for himself. They'd step on you, they'd run over you, trip you up. They wouldn't give a shite. But anyway, we got through it.
Go on, tell me, did the bulls get close to you? Go on.
They got close enough now. Just felt the belly ticking me as they ran past. Give me a slap and off he went again. And now we thought, geez, we're glad with that done. We jogged up the road.
Did he tickle your belly with his horn?
No, it is his belly slapped off mine.
All right, okay. Who's got the bigger belly?
Well, that bull had the bigger belly now, because I'm in good shape myself, you know.
I know.
So anyways, we were running up, taking away the door, and we looked back, and there was three more bulls behind us.
Yes.
We had to jump in, and fair enough, we survived that. We ran up through the street and into the arena, full of people, and everyone leaping and roaring and shouting. It was an amazing experience. And then they released three or four calves to run out and tried to poke that, but they had rubber on his horn, so he was harmless enough now. He was got sort of a caffeine, so he was.
God.
It was grand. So we were all delighted we got it done. We said, right, that's it. Ticked it off the list.
Yeah.
Out in on the beer celebrating yesterday. Jeez, we must have drank, I don't know how many liters of vodka we had, whiskey, the whole lot. Ended up staying out in Pamplona until 7 o'clock in the morning. Lads started getting brave. Will we do it again? I said, no, we won't. We did. We ended up doing it again.
Ah, no, you did it, and there was the...
I swear...
And he's wearing ribbons.
We weren't in good shape now. The coordination wasn't there. The same, do you know?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
They released the bulls again.
Oh, God.
We were a bit braver this time, you see. So I ran out in the middle and it was mad. Absolutely stone cracked. young Kane from Kilrain got an awful tumble. The bull's pastures out, he started roaring, Toro, 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 trying to frighten lads, running up the street. And who took him out? Only a big policeman, a big Spanish policeman, took him out with a clothesline.
Right.
He's bruised down the side of his body now, but he's all right. Everyone survived it.
Right. How do you mean he took him down with a clothesline?
Well, you know, clothesline, you stick out your arm and you clean the lad out of it. It's called a clothesline.
Oh, right. Oh, yes, yeah, sorry. Gotcha. Yeah, knocked him down. Jeez. So how's everyone today? Have you lost any soldiers?
We're all thereabouts. Shook men now. But yeah. We're going to take it easy now this evening, we'd say. We'll see about tomorrow.
So what do you reckon you're going to do tomorrow?
I don't know. I'm trying to advise the lads not to, but they're wild fellas. You know, they're no fear at all. So we'll see.
Yeah. And what time is it at tomorrow?
8 o'clock every morning.
So what time is that in Ireland?
Just, I don't know that.
Yeah.
9 o'clock?
I don't know, because I was thinking, like, if you were to do it tomorrow, right? I could come in and we could record it live.
Well, yeah, that could be an idea. Well, I don't know. No, we'll see. I can't guarantee these lads are going to do it now because we're going out. If we go out tonight,
yeah,
you wouldn't even know where they'll end up.
Yeah. Well, I'm not coming in here at 7 a.m, sitting around like a stupid idiot, waiting for you guys to wake up or sober up. We either do it or we don't.
Well, that's fair enough. That's. I don't know if I can commit to it now. We'll see.
Well, I'll tell you. We'll see. We'll talk about it off air, right? Listen, are you? Is there anyone at home? Are you a single man? A married man? What?
I'm a single man. Single man. Yeah.
And all the rest of the lads.
We have a couple of lads now. They're doing a line. A couple of single lads too now. So.
Mm.
One of them met a lovely Spanish señorita there last night. Young Dolan. He put the charm on her. She didn't know what he was about for. He's a bit of a rogue, like, yeah. You know.
Just, they've no ideas. The Spanish women have no idea. Once we kick in, they're lost. They're gone.
This is it.
They're easy.
You're dead right.
You know what I mean? Listen, those pictures you sent us, can we put them up on our Facebook page?
You can, yeah. No bother.
All right, they are good pictures.
Come here. What's the story with Gareth?
He's cancelled to do the bull run.
For feck's sake. What?
It's gone. He's cancelled all of them.
For feck's sake. That's an absolute disgrace, huh?
Where you going?
Where we're going with the chickens, gosh.
Well, it's...
That's...
The whole lot. Every single one of them. All five of them. Gone.
And what's wrong with him?
I don't know what's wrong with him. He said five or none.
He's a bloody idiot, that fella.
Well, do you think so?
It's the last time I'll put him on now.
Are you going to burn all his CDs when you come home?
I'll have the tapes, you see. I have the tapes.
Jeez, you're the only man in Ireland that has the tapes. Well, they're all gone, but they're going to give the money back. You'll be okay. You'll get your few bob back.
I'm sure, yeah. I suppose so.
Right.
We'll go to Declan Ernie or someone. I don't know. We'll figure something out.
Well, listen. Off you go. Good talking to you. And we'll have a conversation off air. I will come in and record it if you're doing it tomorrow. But if you're going
right.
if you're going on the latch, I'm not. All right?
Right, I'll let you know. Come here, could you play us a song?
I'll try, what?
Hey,
you're not going to hear it.
Sure, we'll listen till we go home or something, you know?
You're in Spain!
Ara, come on now, call me in.
What do you want?
Mental is anything. Leave it up.
Okay, I'll have a look for it.
You're a mighty man.
Yeah. They're starting.
I kicked up.
See you later. Yeah. It's about to start. Here we go. Off you go.
Drive by on 2FM
with Colm Hayes.